Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald Riley, and unfortunately, my wife, Katasha Riley, my rib, my baby, my girlfriend, my almost all in all, she is running late. As usual, she probably at Overflow Salon and Barbershop, keeping it clean for the customers to come in. You know what I mean. Anyway, listen, we are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. Okay, now today's special guest for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys is a guy named Mr. Robert and Mrs.
Radia.
Mallory.
Now, I met Mr. Robert technically on Facebook.
Yes.
Because we both are beekeepers.
Yes.
And so I met him and his lovely wife on Facebook, and then we were at a meeting together the other night.
Yep.
Rocky Marsh had a meeting the other night, and a bunch of amazing black men got together, and we talked about some of the things going on around our amazing city.
Yes.
My beautiful wife, my girlfriend, my wife and girlfriend, she just showed up. So, yeah, keep it down, Katasha Riley. So we're about to get started. Now, today's Sunday conversation is entitled Prison Pipeline to Prosperity. And that's also the name of the program that we'll be talking about. So, my first question, Mr. Robert, Mrs. Robert, how have you two been doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking. How you both doing?
I'm good. What do y'all have going on? What's going on?
So, we have a nonprofit organization called Foundation Honeyco.
Okay.
All right. And with this nonprofit organization, it's something that we developed during COVID. We talked about it for years, and we said, well, you know what? Let's go ahead and do something that's going to benefit our community. So as we started praying,
What was the program again?
It's Foundation Honey Company. That's a nonprofit organization. And we were basically praying for a mission on how to help with the community.
Right, right.
So we came across Matthew 25 and 31, mm-hmm. All right? And that's basically where the judgment, where Jesus came, separated the sheep from the goats, and he started talking and judging the ones on his right-hand side, and they helped prisoners, they clothed the homeless, they fed the sick, they took care of the sick, and they did a numerous amount of things to be called righteous.
To advance the kingdom.
Outstanding.
So prisoners stuck out. And plus also, when I was younger, I was a knucklehead. All right. I grew up in East Orange, New Jersey. And believe it or not, that was during a height where they were sending everybody to jail. Matter of fact, that was basically when the pipeline started around the early 90s.
Question, Mr. Robert. What do you think the contributing factor was that kept you from going to prison? Was there a mentor? Was there a parent? Was there a pastor? What influenced you to get on the right path? Because you're retired military as well.
I'm retired military. No, okay. I got in trouble as a juvenile.
But you cleaned it up somewhere along the line.
Let me tell you this right here. All it took was for me to get in trouble one time.
Okay.
Once I got in trouble one time, I seen what was going on, and I said I didn't want that for my life. It was a lot of folks in my community, man, they were going to jail. It was folks, man, that went to jail when I was 7, and by the time I was 14, 15 years old, it was coming home. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to live like that. I wanted something a lot better, and, you know, our community was different, man. Our Chinese food stores at one point in time had tablecloths and everything else. Then it transitioned to the bulletproof glass and everything. So the whole dynamics of our community changed, and even policing changed. So I didn't want that for my life. So I joined the military.
Okay. So you have two different programs going on. You have the Prison Pipeline of Prosperity.
Yes.
And you also deal with the B. What's the B program?
Well, that's just regular Foundation Honey Co. And Radia, you can.
Yeah. So Foundation Honey Company started when, actually before the pandemic. We're both veterans, as you said, right? And I just like to see things beautiful. And of course, reading the Bible, it says God will send you to a land flowing with milk and honey. And I said, well, where's the milk and honey? And then where does the honey come from? I can't have cows. But I can have bees, because bees pollinate everything and make everything beautiful. Fast forward, I did some research. I found a free course called Heroes to Hives. I took Heroes to Hives.
Offered by the military.
Offered by the military.
That's correct.
through Michigan State University. Mm-hmm. This was in 2019, around November. Guess when the class started?
When?
March of 2020.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
In March of 2020, while everybody was panicking, we were learning about bees.
Listen.
Well, tell me something about bees. Give me an interesting fact about bees, and maybe the public don't know.
Listen, go ahead.
So the public tends to confuse bees and wasps and
hornets.
Hornets and all of that stuff. They are totally different. So the type of bees that we use, they are Italian bees.
Docile.
The bees are very docile.
Yes.
Bees do not really sting you unless you come in at them at the wrong time of day, because I was a recipient of that. I can tell you a story.
That's right.
If you get in the path of the bee line. Because that bee line is zip, zip, zipping.
They
moving, I mean, real fast. The
bees have a flight path just like an airplane.
They got a flight path like an airplane.
You get in front of that flight path.
You going to get it.
Him and his homeboys are going to see about you.
They going to see about you. And then once you stung, now them signals start going out and the buddies start coming.
Oh, yeah.
But they ain't sting you on purpose. You were just in the way.
That's right.
So, so that's the interesting fact. The bee line is an interesting fact, but the fact that they are not the same as wasps and hornets.
I love it.
And what I love about them, it's a community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a well-oiled machine. Yeah. And honey is a byproduct of a great community.
Yeah.
Have you guys, and we're going to get into the questions, but, you know, since we're beekeepers, have you guys ever heard of a bee called the grave digger bee?
Yes.
We call it the
Undertaker bee.
The Undertaker bee. Yeah.
Yeah, taking the dead ones
yeah,
out.
He kicked the dead and the sick ones and the crooked ones out and stuff. It's just interesting. Look, we're sorry. We got off course, but, you know, we are bee people. Now, let's talk about the Prison Pipeline of Prosperity.
Yes.
Why this program?
Well, so look, we see a need in the community. You have a bunch of young men and women locked up in cages. That's an army. If we don't get involved now, we're going to lose that army, because if we don't have any productive thing, anything productive for them when they come home, then they're going to fail and they're going to go right back into it and to the same situation they're in. We've seen that over the years, and we know that they're not going to get a fair shot when they get out of the military out of jail in many occasions. So basically, we came up with a concept where we want to teach them entrepreneurship. All right. We want them to control their own destiny, and they can do that. They can catapult. They can hit rock bottom. Learn entrepreneurship and catapult themselves into the destiny that they were supposed to have before the foundations of Earth was even established.
Outstanding. Listen, just in case you're joining us today for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mr. Robert Mallard and his beautiful wife,
Radia.
I keep forgetting her name. And we're talking about Prison Pipeline to Prosperity. So what are some of the jobs that you try to steer the prisoners into after they get out of prison?
Well, so if you start a business, we recommend you to do something that you like.
Right.
All right. But I tell you this right here. We're in the South. You could become a millionaire by cutting grass.
Man, come on.
You could become a millionaire by skilled trades. All right. So you could become a millionaire from a lot of different ventures. And believe it or not, these guys and girls are sitting in a 3x5 or they're sitting on ice. They have nothing to do but think about possibilities all day. And when they come out, they could be, and also let's really look at it. When they went into prison, they had businesses. They were just illegal operations.
That's right.
If they repurpose that to something positive, then they could really progress.
Yeah, they could benefit society.
They could benefit society.
Okay, let's say hypothetically someone who is locked up in prison is listening to this show. Why is it important to have this program for them? Speak directly to them. Why should they be a part of this program once they're released from prison?
So first and foremost, and we talked about this other day, hey, we love you. All right. If no one ever told you that they love you, hey, we love you.
And we're thinking about you.
And we're thinking about you. Mm-hmm. Also, we know that you have tons of potential.
Yeah.
And we don't know what your start line was at, but you don't have to finish. You could finish different. You could finish successful. And we have materials and tools that we're currently working on, and we have relationships established to push you in, to the right direction. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's what we want to do. You have tons of potential, and you don't have to die in that cell. You don't have to die in a life of crime. You can be a productive citizen of the United States or wherever you decide to travel once you get out and everything is straight. All right. So, you know, we have plans. There's people out there that love you as well that want to help and assist you.
Outstanding. I know we all have, well, I can't say we all have. Some people have relatives and loved ones that have been locked up in prison. And I know they worry about them once they get released. What can they do? What should they do once they get released out of prison?
First thing first, right? Depending on how you're going to get out, you may be on parole, you know, something like that. If you have a a reading problem, we need you to take care of that reading problem. Look, one thing, if you're in right now, it's three methods of communicating. You have math, you have reading and comprehension, and writing. All right. If you don't master those three methods of communication, you're going to fail. That's what kind of led you into that situation from the beginning, because you didn't effectively communicate properly and society's seen that you had a deficit and you lost. And that's the sad fact or whatever and stuff. And that's what happened to a lot of our youth. So right now, even before you get out, if you know you have a problem with reading, take care of that. All right. You need to be reading above a ninth grade level and stuff. Take the time, discipline yourself, read books and study. You have an opportunity to self-educate. And we're working on our website so we can present a great, some good reading materials to further you along while you're there.
That's one thing I love about having a life skill, is because a life skill, you don't have to go to college to have a life skill.
Amen.
So how important is it, as far as you guys' program, to you guys to have a life skill coming out of prison?
So it's very important. Yeah. And let me tell you, we were just talking about beekeeping, right? We, before the pandemic, we didn't think about beekeeping.
Right.
We're real estate brokers, all right? So we were doing real estate stuff. So, you know, one day, like Radia said, hey, let's grab a couple of hives for our property. And we fell in love with it to the point where we learned that skill. We mastered it, you know, said, hey, you know, this is easy. Let's go ahead and give it back to the community for free. Basic beekeeping courses that we give on our website. You can schedule it, you come down, and we can walk you right through it and get you confident into going inside the hive and telling you why we love bees and why you should love them too. So, you know, we didn't have to go to Michigan State to do this or whatever. It was a correspondent course, and it was just something that was interested in us, that we was interested in.
Right.
But the thing is, we didn't have to spend $1 million or $100,000, take out student loans and all this other stuff to make honey.
Yeah, honey is a sweet deal.
It's a sweet deal,
and we don't really do any work.
Yeah.
The bees do all the work.
Yeah, it's the perfect hustle.
Yeah.
And what I love about being a beekeeper, as far as pertaining to prisoners and stuff like that, you have to understand bees, they can go anywhere. They can go in the city.
They can
go in the country, and they will thrive. Mm-hmm. And the product is produced by the bees. Mm-hmm. Only thing you have to do is jar and bottle up the product. Mm-hmm. And you can make pretty good money selling honey on the side.
That's right.
And the honey is free.
It's free.
You buy
liquid gold.
You buy a $50 suit, man, and you are in business. And honey sells itself. It's one of those products where it sells itself. And honey is different everywhere. My honey definitely will taste different than your honey, because
right.
The bees going to definitely be feeding off different things.
Right.
Now, neither one of you guys are from here.
No.
And so I just think it's awesome that two people that are not from the community decide to give back to the community. Just think how amazing any community would be if everybody decided just to do something.
Yes.
I'm not talking about change the world. I'm talking about just do something. And you guys are definitely doing something in the city. And so I like to just thank something positive and say, I just like to thank both of you guys. So what is, I want both of you to answer this separately. What is your ultimate goal after someone from prison get out and get a job? What is the ultimate goal? Just to see them? Well, I'll let you answer that.
So my ultimate goal really is hopefully we will have poured into them enough and given them an example enough and opened their minds up enough to where they can see that they can make a difference. And then, you know, because all it takes in my mind is to just help one person, and then it grows exponentially. You may not see it. You may not see it, but it does happen. So for me, the goal would be for them to get out, to work with some youth and keep them from having the same fate, and teaching them. And there's actually some other things that we discovered, like with entrepreneurship, the Flex program that they have for the youth that want to be entrepreneurs while they're still in high school. So the goal is just really to see them give back and see them contribute positively with the gifts and talents that they've been given to the community.
I'm going to go ahead and let you answer, Bro Robert. But I love, man, how you guys think y'all slick, how y'all putting that God in them with the gifts and no talent. You know, the Riley, we about that. We about that. We about that life.
There's
so
no other
so,
way.
So go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Robert. Go ahead.
You know, once they get on track, like Radia said, we want them to give back too. All right. That's why we're teaching entrepreneurship, because believe it or not, that's a selfless job. That's a selfless path. First of all, no bank is really giving you any money to start your, let's say, a lawn care business. But mm-hmm. they give a student $100,000 coming right out of high school to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so the situation is, once they get on track, they should be able to pull somebody else up that was in the same predicament that they were in. They can, they know what it feels like to hit rock bottom, and they can bring someone up from rock bottom to the top.
You know, I was born and raised in Florida. And in Florida, you know, you have a lot of hurricanes come through. You have a lot of wind, a lot of weather and stuff like that. And you're talking about as far as getting money to start a lawn service. Mm-hmm. I started with just a simple rake. You might not get what you want for the yard, but man, if you charge, and I know this is rough, but if you charge $10 to rake some, man, everybody will give you $10 to rake their yard. And if you rake 10 yards, that's $100 a day. And from that, you can buy a lawnmower. From that, you really don't need a lawnmower and a weed eater. Now, it's going to be some rough work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
And, yeah. Until you can get to the walkers and the X-Mark and the steel and stuff like
build,
that.
Build yourself
but
up.
If you build yourself up, man, I know homeboys right now, man, who have lawn services, man, six figures.
That's
in
easy.
Columbus, Georgia.
Easy.
In Columbus, Georgia.
Yeah,
it's easy.
Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
Electricians,
so
I'm
from New Jersey. Let's reverse this. Dude, all you need is a shovel.
That's snow.
Listen, yeah. Look, cleaning people. If you have a business just to clear off cars and shovel cars out so people can leave and go to work in the morning, you will make six figures easy. Matter of fact, you'll make so much money that you don't even have to work in the summers. You can save that money from the wintertime and do it seasonally, and it will last you all year. Just with a shovel.
Yes, mentoring and life skill programs definitely work. We have a program called the Sweepers Program, and that program is inside the barbershop, but it's also out in the community.
Okay.
But the program is proven to work. We start these kids off at 8. I think our youngest one was 7. Well,
wow.
We're really around 10, mm-hmm. and now he's 22. But our oldest is 35.
Wow.
So the program works. So I just want to encourage you guys to keep doing what you're doing. It's because it's a training to you guys as well. It's a training to the people that are helping, and it's a training to the people that are participating. And so we have seen where the same people that have been in the program, they have been programmed to extend things that they have learned, things that we have messed up on or not agreed on, mm-hmm. to help others to fit them.
They and found so the need.
Yes. So it works. So these programs that we have in our community that might not be like big time, it is
right.
a big deal.
That's right.
It's a big deal. And if we can get just a couple of people where we can see the evidence of it, it is a great reward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Listen, I
totally agree.
Totally.
You know, you said big time programs. I posted this morning. The other day I went fishing. I'm a fisherman. Mm-hmm. And I was throwing my cast net to try to catch some bait fish. Mm-hmm. And when I threw my cast net to catch the bait fish, I caught a 10-pound bass.
Wow.
In the net trying to get the bait fish. Mm-hmm. And God dropped in my spirit about how you do the small things is how you do the big things. And so you have to do the small things right to get to the big things. Right. Small things always lead to big things. And so maybe neither one of our programs are maybe nationally known or whatever, but it's still making an impact. And we're spreading seeds through the community. And those seeds are going to grow into trees.
Right.
And those trees are going to drop other seeds. Mm-hmm. And so this is a generational thing. And so I'm just excited about, you know, the prison pipeline, the prosperity, and the honey. What is that?
And we
Foundation Honey Company.
I keep forgetting that, man.
It's okay.
Okay. How are you guys funded?
Y'all family. Yeah.
Our family.
Okay, can people donate?
Yes, they can.
Okay, how can they donate?
We have a link on
We do have a link on our website, which is foundationhoneyco.org. There you can learn about Foundation Honey Co., the things we have going on in the community. You can also find us on Facebook at Foundation Honey Co. So we're kind of across all platforms already. But yes, we do accept donation. We are a 501c3 designated company, so we have done everything correctly. As far as, you know, taxes and things like that are concerned. So it's a tax deductible donation. So.
That is outstanding. Do you guys give classes?
Yes. We actually have given introductory beekeeping classes. We keep it, you know, to the introductory level just to let people see if this is something they want to do. Mm-hmm. So we have given those online as webinars through the Georgia Vector Center, which is like for veterans. And we have also, my husband, go ahead, babe. Which other ones have you done?
Well, local at the for the schools. Matter of fact, Turnaround Columbus. We partner with Mr. Ronzel Buckner.
Yeah, he was here a week before last.
And we pollinate his actual garden.
Garden over there, yeah.
So
up in MLK.
Yes. Matter of fact, we had some students this past week from Columbus University come out and, you know, basically gave them a little short spill on, you know, beekeeping and things like that. So we're always giving classes, you know, with students throughout the year. And also...
And in fact, we have coming up on September the 7th, we have a we're going to be doing our hive inspection and things like that. So we're going to start inviting people just to come out, tell them the time frame, which is going to be after noon, but September the 7th we will be out there.
Outstanding.
And we invite y'all to come out and check us out, but just let us know you coming. But we're putting the blast out there because we do send a newsletter.
Outstanding. Listen, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mr. Robert and Mrs.
Radia
Mallard. I'm gonna get it right one year, and we're talking about prison pipeline to prosperity. Now, Mr. Robert, who hires the prisoners once they get out? Like, is there any local businesses or entrepreneurs that hire the prisoners?
So normally, you have different terms of and conditions for parole. You know, where you may go into a halfway house or a program, and that program will actually tell you to basically look for a job. They may have some job programs there. You may have some employers that may be reaching out and things like that. And but like I said, if there's something that they need as far as help looking for employment, we can do that as well. I'll tell you the truth. You know who hires everybody? The chicken plant. That's a real huge employer here. Just to get your feet wet, you know. And also, you have some folks that, I mean, they're making career moves there. So you have the paper mill. You have a few other, you have some property management companies. So don't discount your real estate companies because they have a lot of things for you to do as well. And also, don't count out your skilled workforce, like your plumbers, your electricians.
HVAC.
Yes,
because they are.
Barbering, hairstylists.
Yeah.
They offer paid training, certification and stuff. So
and you don't have debt once you finish those schools.
Don't have debt.
Barbershops, beauty parlors. Don't discount those skills because, believe it or not, the skilled trades employ more people than corporate America in many occasions. So,
look, you need them. Lord knows you need them. Mm-hmm. Listen, is this program available for just for prison, or is it available in jail as well? Is there a difference?
So it's not a difference, but the thing about it is we want you to be hungry. We don't want you to come wasting our time because you're going to waste somebody else's time. And we're trying to really, we want to work with the youth, you know, because here's the situation. The program is designed for if you hit rock bottom and you want to make a change, you want to go no place but up, all right? We're not here to babysit. We're here to give you what you need so you can get to the next level.
Take action.
And you could take action. You give you the encouragement, the you know, and we'll work on giving you the resources. The resources isn't the problem. You know, it's the individual if they want to change, all right? We want you to be successful. And, you know, here's the situation. We can't want you to be more successful than you want to be successful.
Come on, preach, brother, preach.
You got to want it.
Now, Brother Robert, I know we wanted to get into some more stuff, man, but our time is up, Mrs. Mallett and Mr.
Okay.
Robert. But listen, the last minute of our show is dedicated. It's called the Marriage Minute.
Okay. Oh, snap.
Okay.
Right.
So the Marriage Minute, we need one key from each of you to having a successful relationship / marriage.
Okay.
The Marriage Minute by the Rileys.
Okay. You want me to go further?
You go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Lay it down.
Okay. So it really, really helps to be friends first, because if you're friends first, you can communicate about anything. You can talk about anything. So it's friends first and communication for me.
That's why we say establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. You got to put that God in there. But go ahead.
I'm going to hurt some people's feelings. All right. Don't fornicate. You lose your power, all right? You cloud your mind, and you can't think straight, you know? So when you fornicate, that's it. You already sealed the deal. And in many occasions, that's the failure of all relationships, because no one's telling the truth after that. But if you go into a natural friendship and you learn one another, and you refrain from fornication, I guarantee you, you'll have a successful relationship.
Outstanding. This has been Sunday Conversation with Riley. This is your boy, Gerald Riley, and my beautiful wife. Peace.
Bye, y'all.
It's the Matt Couture 10th Anniversary Fashion Show happening September the 21st at the National Infantry Museum. Get your tickets now on Eventbrite before they sell out. Sunday Conversation with the Rileys will be live at Columbus Premier Glamour Event.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns, or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.